on a leafy block near 35E, two eye-popping candy-colored hot rods are parked end-to-end along the street. Mechanic screwdrivers and wrenches cover the grass. The scene is nothing new at this house.
My neighbors love it. They come over here for the free car show. My name is Pete Salas, and I'm the founder of Los Padrinos Car Club.
Salas founded the club in 1983. Since then, his lowriders have won a wall full of trophies. It's a childhood dream come true.
I grew up on the west side of St. Paul. My parents thought I was crazy, but I loved cars. I've owned several cars, and I've always wanted a Chevy Impala.
Today, Salas has a purple 1964 Chevy Impala Supersport convertible. It's got custom rims and lots of chrome.
It stands out. There's not another purple one like this in Minnesota.
Salas has owned plenty of cars over the years, but Impalas are his favorites.
Yeah, the Impalas are basically the king of lowriders. 58 to 64. It's easy to put hydraulics on.
Hydraulics are what transform run-of-the-mill hot rods into lowriders so they jump around at the flip of a switch. Exactly when low riding began is often debated, but most historians agree the movement started in Southern California. It was also big in El Paso, Chicago, and other large Mexican-American communities. According to Lowrider magazine, lowriders grew out of the 30s zoot suit scene. Chevys were the car of choice. Today, the subculture is worldwide and high-tech. Salas says the first lowriders were improvised.
Before hydraulics were even started, a lot of people would put sandbags or bricks in their car, in the trunk, and that was just a way of lowering the car to make it look cool. I'd say the 50s, where the hydraulics started out in California, actually came from airplanes.
Salas's buddy, Sam Ariano, has hydraulics in his 1964 Impala Supersport. It's a hardtop. Teal blue with white wall tires. Covers called eyelids dim the headlights. Ariano points out the other features that set lowriders apart.
Wire wheels, the spokes, the smaller wheels that make the car go slower. And it sits lower too also, so that makes it a lowrider.
He opens the trunk to show off the hydraulic system. Then it's time for a show. He hits the switches and the lowrider dances, hopping around like it's possessed. By day, Ariano manages his family's Mexican restaurant. He says his lowrider is a connection to his family's heritage.
We have the mural with the Aztec warrior holding his Aztec wife. And you see the Virgin Mary in the background, like, taking care of them. And that's a traditional Hispanic mural. Work of art on wheels.
An estimated 500 lowriders are active in Minnesota. Salas wants to see more young people get involved. Fixing cars, he says, is a valuable skill.
Kids are our future. And by not sharing information and showing them what we do, it'd probably get forgotten about. But the way the lowrider scene is, I don't think it's ever going to get forgotten about.
To make sure the tradition continues, Salas works with community organizations around the Twin Cities. He and his club teach kids to build their own lowriders, so one day they too can ride low and slow. For KFAI, I'm Jess Mador. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.